Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, scientists piss me off.
All of them.
New guidelines for exercise.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Gee, federal government.
They want you to do some?
They used to say if you got up and walked around in a half hour a day, you're freaking cool.
Well, that would work out because they say that you need 2.5 hours of moderate intensity exercise every week.
See, this changes all the time.
Yeah, but that's actually pretty low.
No,
yeah,
it hasn't changed in a decade.
If you exercise at all, 2.5 a week is good.
They haven't set these new guidelines for a decade, Todd.
That's 20 minutes a day.
Yeah, but I read stuff. I don't know if it comes from this source. But
well, this is the government.
We can't sit anymore.
I'm sorry?
That one
oh, no, you can't.
Off.
Oh, yeah.
That one pisses me
That's
off.
That's the death of you if you sit down.
Right.
And then I read some piece that would conflict what you're about to read now that said, you know, if you're not going to exercise at least cardiovascular stuff at least 5 hours a week, don't even freaking bother. Just sit down.
The federal government
die.
Released a new set of recommendations for physical activity the first time in a decade. They say that adults need 2.5 hours of moderate intensity exercise every week. That includes any activity that gets your heart rate up, including brisk walking or even just raking the yard.
Furiously raking the yard.
Or moderately. Kids between the ages of 6 and 17 need at least 1 hour every day. Toddlers, small kids, should remain active the whole day.
Well, yeah, of course they are. Most of them are.
Well,
they're
not.
Couch. Oh, they're
but they're not.
But furiously raking for 2.5 hours would meet or exceed the expectation.
It would.
Plus,
you're right.
Get a leaf blower for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, raking is
sucks,
dumb,
man. It is dumb.
I just mow over it and mulch them up.
That's
it.
That's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do.
You hire a guy.
Well, I hire a guy to fix mine up.
And he vacuums them up.
Yeah. That's
apparently, this regular physical activity stuff lowers your risk of multiple cancers, including breast, colon, and lung, and improves your sleep, your memory, reduces anxiety and depression.
Are you still going to the gym for your Kegels?
No.
Okay.
You don't do the...
You just go to the gym for a little bit, right?
I don't go... Not for the Kegels.
You walk, right?
No.
I thought you were walking to the gym on the treadmill. I thought you were...
Nope.
What were you going there for?
I just went... I should be going
because
and helping with the muscles after the surgery and whatnot.
Well, how do you... You work your neck on a neck machine?
No. Physical therapy.
That's the muscle, right? Or just all muscles?
Yeah, there was a lot of them that were affected.
Oh, your chest area, you're right.
Yeah, there was a lot of them. Yeah.
Upper arm, shoulder, stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff. I couldn't lift, 10 pounds after the surgery.
Yeah, I forgot they ripped out a lot of muscles in your throat area.
Didn't. It's just weird. They take things off of the muscles.
So you did beat cancer, man.
No, I didn't.
Man.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
You would be a great yoga practitioner.
No, I really wouldn't.
I could see you kicking ass
He's
in a yoga class. Yeah.
I don't know. I might be able to kick ass in the, recliner aerobics class.
Well, I like that. That's a funny commercial. The guy's doing the arm movements perfectly.
And the shimmy.
Yeah.
He gets the little shimmy going.
He's doing the arm movements perfect with the other girls. It's great.
I might be able to do that. But even that would take practice.
Right. I hate the sitting one because I do exercise, but I sit. I sit a lot because I sit. What are you supposed to freaking do?
Well, how else?
Jeez, exactly. I stand in the living room, bug everybody. What are you standing for? Sit down, you bother me.
We got a job.
Jeez, how annoying would that be? Somebody just stands in your living room.
A couple
sit
of
down.
Requirements,
you're nervous.
At least that I see of our jobs is we have to
watch
stuff on TV,
right.
And we have to read stuff,
and we have a lot of free time.
Yeah, am I supposed to stand up and watch TV?
Well,
am I supposed to stand up and read?
I will tell you that apparently standing in the living room watching TV is annoying to those around you.
Yes, it is.
Because it is. Because I will do that. I will walk through the living room.
Stop.
And there's something on TV, and I stop and watch for, I'll just stop and check out. And so I end up just standing there. And eventually, sit down, get out of the way.
There are chairs everywhere.
I have taken
pick one.
I'm not going to stop, though.
I have told people that, they're like just passing through the room. I don't know, whatever reason. They stand there and watch.
No, sit down.
That's me.
Sit down. You're making me nervous.
That makes you nervous. I hate that.
I do that.
Sit down.
Well, I got somewhere else to be. I don't need to be standing here watching TV, but I'm going to stand here and watch TV.
Like, our living room and kitchen area is all kind of one. Mm-hmm. So there's two couches, a chair, three bar stools, and four chairs over at the table.
Who stands?
Pick one.
Who stands?
My daughter.
Oh, your daughter?
She'll stand in the kitchen, and I'm like, just sit down. Pick one.
But we're not supposed to.
There's only three of us in the house. There's plenty of places to sit.
But apparently you're actually doing something else.
Yeah, but
you aren't watching TV. It looks like you're watching TV because you're standing there right in front of the TV.
Depending on how long you stand there. If you stand for a second, okay. If you're standing there for more through a commercial break, sit the frick down.
No, it's the commercial break is when you
start to move.
End up walking away.
All right.
Yeah, I'll do that, and apparently it ticks people off.
Put it on the list.
Yeah, exactly.
I know the...
You mean my apathy list?
Yeah.
The
list I don't care about.
The adjustable work desk, where you can pop it up.
No, we don't work like that. We don't work like that.
No, I'm just wondering when that's going to come out for people who like to read at home. Your standing reading desk.
It's tough to masturbate standing up, too, if you're looking at your computer.
Well, you can get those.
You get a little weak kneed, man.
That was pretty weak.
At the end. Everything else is fine.
You get weak kneed.
Well, you can get those high top tables for your kitchen now, Todd. Those, like, what do they call them? The pub tables?
Yeah.
I mean, they come with chairs that are higher, but you could stand.
We have a higher kitchen table, but I sit at it.
Yeah.
Just the seats are higher.
Because that's what you do at a table.
Exactly. I sit.
Yeah, and when I'm reading.
And then we have like a bar area in the pool in the kitchen anyway. You've seen that. And I sit at that.
That's it, yeah.
I prefer to sit while I read as well.
Oh, yeah.
Lazy some bitch.
So stop that sitting
crap. Stand up and read.
I do stand at some kids' sports now for a while just because it's easier. And I think about this stupid article all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to sit. I'll stand.
And
that bugs people. I'm thinking, I don't want to sit.
Yeah.
Stay away from me.
They're just wrong.
I know they are.
Because you can stand anywhere and not be in their way.
At a basketball game, for sure. And any sporting event.
Right,
yeah.
Stand anywhere. You're not in the way.
And I do.
Y'all just shut up.
You just shut up.
Well, I'll stand back.
I got my own thing
guy.
Going here.
That's why I think it's kind of a trade-off.
I'm going to be standing today for another hour.
When I used to go outside and smoke.
Yeah.
90% of the time, I was standing.
Oh, yeah.
So now you're killing yourself sitting and not smoking.
I don't remember very much sitting down and smoking. I'm always standing.
One has to go outside.
Sure.
You want to see if it's a wash with you sitting here now through the breaks as opposed to smoking?
I think smoking was saving your life, Todd.
don't say that.
Because now I'm just sitting here.
Dr. Mean is going to facepalm. Just ask her if it's when she calls her next time, she'll probably hear this right now. Is it a wash? You standing to smoke every break or sitting every break, since sitting kills too?
What's worse, smoking or sitting?
Is it a wash?
Because when that news first came out, it was sitting was the new smoking.
It killed you. It was just stupid. And I think about that some Saturdays in the fall when I'm watching football all frickin' day. I do something in the morning maybe, but I'm just sitting there on my ass thinking, man, I've been sitting for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, what's
and I'm digging it.
But there's football on.
Is this worse than sitting? Because sometimes I will just hike the part of the adjustable bed up and more or less lay there.
Yeah, that's pretty. I've done that too. I have the same bed you do, those adjustables.
Is that healthier than sitting?
I think it's even worse. Because you're
one wonders.
You feel like a complete lazy ass.
Yeah, because
moving your seat up.
There are mornings on the weekend where it's, you know, 9:30, and I just don't feel like moving.
Right.
There's nothing to go downstairs for.
I think you should get outside and start smoking. Stand, do something.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If had I smoked, I would be
up.
I'd be craving
up and
a
about.
Smoke, and I'd go downstairs and I'd stand outside the garage and freeze my ass off and have a smoke.
Get your blood flowing.
I'd just lay there.
Get your blood flowing. Dr. Mina's face palming as we speak when she hears this bit.
Oh, I bet she's all for the smoking.
Yeah.
As long as you're standing while you're smoking.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm pretty sure that she will applaud us on our logistical thinking.
Right.
You guys are full of logic.
So that's all we got to do is move for 2.5 hours a week?
That's right.
Moderate intensity.
And that's generally walking. Moderate intensity. You don't have to go nuts.
Craig Warren.
Or whatever it was I said.
Craig Warren does a great bit about that. I heard on one of the satellite channels, and he was talking about how he used to run, but now he walks. You know, because his knees are bad or something like that from wrestling.
I've seen
stuff.
This bit.
And it's a funny bit. He goes, people say, hey, Greg, you're out for your walk. He said, it's not my walk. You know, Greg, he's such a great comedian, man. He'll be here in a couple weeks. It's not my walk.
And it was on this date in 1971, Walt Disney World dedicated in Orlando, Florida.
Go there once. Don't go again.
That is all you need.
Yeah, my son don't remember it too much, but they're not begging to go back, so that's cool.
That's one of those that floats around the internet. Apparently, they think that's such an addictive place. You're offered an exorbitant amount of money, but you can never step foot on a Disney resort again. Do you take it?
The only one I ever see on that is the alcohol one, and one of them is not buy alcohol, and of course I would take it because I don't have to buy it. Somebody just give it to me, or I would just have somebody buy it for me, so that's an easy way around it. Now, there's one that says $2 million and never drink alcohol.
Oh, that one might be tough.
Not enough.
I don't think it's enough money.
No.
That $2 million is worth less happiness than the alcohol the rest of my life will
be. Money doesn't buy you happiness, and a buzz does for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But money does buy you alcohol.
Yeah, but you can't use the money to buy alcohol if you take the $2 million. You got to quit drinking.
Yeah, I'm assuming booze is going to give me more than $2 million worth of happiness the rest of my life.
It will. And first, forget to take into effect that you're not going to be drinking either, so that's going to cause some negative stuff.
Yeah, but it buys a lot of pills and a lot of weed.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I forgot about that part.
You can buy a ton of heroin.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Craig, you are just full of good points.
You are good points. I forgot about that. I could be a big pothead.
Yeah, I could turn to weed.
Yeah, I could do that.
Give me the $2 million and some weed.
Yeah.
Alcohol, schmalcohol.
I never thought about that.
That's easy enough to find.
Yeah, but the Disney World, kid, shut up.
Disney World, you could pay me $3, and I would promise.
And
not
I've heard
to step
it.
Foot.
I've also heard it when it comes to sports too. Like you can't watch your favorite team. Well, you know what? Give me the money. I got no.
Okay, I'll turn on the radio.
I got no problem not watching my favorite football team for the serious amount of cash.
For a serious amount of cash.
Because that doesn't.
Well, I miss watching my team so I can go golfing.
Right. Exactly. And I mean, I could do it because first time, most 50% of the time you watch your team, you're pissed. So you're not actually happy watching your team.
Right.
Even during the game, you might not be happy because you're getting your ass kicked or somebody's doing something stupid. We've all done it. So I'm taking the cash and saying goodbye football.
It would be much more difficult to say you have to be at home in front of the TV. The game is an option for you to watch and you may not. That would be more difficult for me.
Yeah, but it's still you're still sitting on $3 million, whatever this thing says.
Yeah, that's true.
I would still have to not go to that channel. Yeah, the meme says you can't have... You can't watch your favorite football team or sport, whatever sporting event it is. I think this is a football one because we're in football crazy area. And or take $300 million and shove goodbye football. Easily.
The other one I
alcohol
see is,
I might have trouble with puss, but I forgot about the weed.
It's a, I think an island home.
Which island?
Or a mountain home.
I've seen that. Live there a month with no cable. Yeah, or internet. Yes, that's easy.
Oh, that.
That is so easy. And it's always some cool place.
Oh, I see.
And I'm not even an outdoor guy. I think it's easy.
It's 60 days and you would get so much money, but no internet.
So who cares?
No phone or internet.
Yeah. Fine.
Well, yeah. Well, my question was, you know, do you get a boat? You have to have a boat.
Doesn't say that. Well, it just says you can fish off the deck.
No.
You stand in the stream and bite the salmon out of the air with your teeth.
No, the one I'm looking at was an island. You'd have to take the boat out on the ocean to do any fishing.
No, I could still just be on the island. Wouldn't bother me. No,
you could just fish off the dock.
Yeah. Or the beach.
You could, but it wouldn't be as good.
You got a spear.
Yeah.
You got to wade into the shallows and spear the fish.
Well, it didn't say anything about no fridge being full of food either. It just said, would you spend an island with no internet in this house? It'd give you a house, too.
Yeah.
They're easy. These are all easy.
Yeah.
The only one I questioned was alcohol until Craig mentioned weed.
There's a bunch of other things. A
bunch of other drugs. And I might end up going to some other ones, too, for that matter.
You could try them all out.
I could. I'd have more time. I wouldn't be hung over.
That's right.
And there's money involved at the end. That's the key to these little memes you see.
The family of an Indian man, a man from India, are looking for justice after he was stoned to death.
Oh, my God.
By a group of monkeys.
I saw this. Ooh. I saw that monkeys are coming after us. They can have us, by the way. They could take us over.
This is Planet of the Apes stuff.
That's what I read, yeah.
The 72-year-old man was out collecting wood, a group of monkeys in its tree, started hurling bricks from a nearby ruined building at the man. He was hit about 20 times in the head and chest and succumbed to his injuries. Yep. The victim's family say, hey, that's murder. We want accountability.
They're monkeys.
We want the monkeys charged with murder. The police said, no, we're calling that an accident. We really can't file charges against the monkeys.
That's stupid.
Yeah, but
so I'm charging the monkey last night.
You cannot charge a monkey.
I was charging a monkey last night.
Yes, you were.
I don't want to live in a world where you can't charge the monkey.
Good point. Not even for $1 million.
No.
Spend the rest of your life not charging the monkey.
It's not worth it.
No.
They said that the man's brother said that the rogue monkeys are the real culprits and must pay for it.
What are they supposed to do?
Well, I don't know.
Trial.
Bunch you know, the laws of man apply to man.
Right.
Yeah, if that happened here, they would tranquilize the monkeys and relocate them somewhere. Because they're obviously dangerous. Like if a bear kills somebody.
Yep.
Yeah, they will find that bear. They will tranquilize that bear. They may put it to death.
Sometimes they do,
But more often than not, they will relocate
put
it somewhere.
Put that bear on trial. I realize you're in pain, but they can't do anything about that.
Nope, most animals.
You watch Planet of the Apes, man law doesn't apply to monkey law.
That's right.
But monkey, ape shall not kill ape is part of their law. If you watch all those.
Is that one of the commandments?
Yes, ape shall not kill ape.
I don't recognize your new ape movies.
That's one of the originals.
Mark Wahlberg is my ape guy.
No, Charlton Heston is the original. But Mark Wahlberg was a good one. I saw that.
Now, were they new or are they all reboots?
Well, they're all different versions
of the newer
stuff.
Ones. Are they all reboots?
No, not really.
No, they weren't.
Because
there's a lot of different. There's Caesar's still in them. Caesar, the original Caesar from back in the 70s, is still in it. But the real ones, they're all CGI now.
Yeah, but
they're pretty crazy.
The one I saw was like the first one, and it was like how it all started. It was the dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay, they
developed
the story a little more, like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe they're like prequels to the original ones.
How many of the original Planet of the Apes movies were there?
There was Planet of the Apes, Battle for the Planet of the Apes, Beneath the Planet of the Apes.
Wow.
I think they're the first three in the 70s.
And that's it?
I think the 70s had three. I might be missing one. But Planet of the
Apes.
That's
amazing.
And they're great.
That you
movies.
Know that.
Well, I loved those movies back in the day. I saw the Wahlberg
one. All right.
One.
We got 68 Planet of the Apes, 70 Beneath the Planet of the Apes, 71 Escape from the Planet of the
and
Apes,
then Battle.
72 Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, and 73 Battle for
five.
The Planet of the
there
Apes.
There were five.
And then the 2001 Mark Wahlberg one.
I saw that in the theater.
And then 2011 Rise of the Planet of the Apes, 2014 Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and 2017 War for the Planet of the Apes.
So there was only one kind of reboot.
Well,
Caesar's still around. It's all Caesar.
They classify these last three newer ones as reboot.
Right. Okay.
They classify the Mark Wahlberg one in 01 as a remake.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a remake.
Yeah, the subtitle of that one is Helena Bonham Carter is kind of a hot ape.
01, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd bang that. You'd bang that ape.
You would.
Which is really creepy if you watch that movie. You do think she's pretty hot now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The you totally understand why he's falling for
her. Yeah. But she thinks he's ugly because he's human.
Not enough hair on his face.
Right. You know that.
Screw that kid.
You do as you said, Dad. You shouldn't have said that,
right?
Yeah,
I know.
Oh, juvenile monkeys just get sent to Monkey Town. That's John. That's John who bangs his axe. I don't know why.
Monkey
Town. That's funny.
That's 947
because
funny.
Because it's so.
That's 947 funny.
Because Monkey Town is in our city.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.